Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Today we're going to talk about my trading white whale. For you guys unfamiliar with the term, I'm not talking about a literal whale. I haven't made enough money in trading to go out and just buy whales, and I don't know how much they cost, but maybe I have made enough. Who knows? Anyway, what I mean by white whale is I mean my ultimate goal, my ultimate objective, the thing that I am obsessed with and am relentlessly chasing, and why this chasing of it could be a good thing or potentially a bad thing. Check out the discussion in the stupid book. All right. Are you still planning on finding a strategy on the daily that works for you? Yeah. Will it ever happen? I have no idea. That is my white whale. Although I would tell you this, perhaps if I were to kind of dig deeper into my brain, I don't think this is the case, but perhaps I'm purposely not finding it because once I find it, maybe I won't be motivated to work for it anymore, right? I started thinking about this introspectively when Jason and I were if you listen to the Trader Coffee Break, a lot of our themes lately have been kind of deeper than trading, about fulfillment and how trading is great because, like, you can make money off of it, obviously. And I love money. Don't get me wrong. I don't believe there's anything. I don't believe in making enough money, right? You can always make more money because there are always people out there that need money, and you can always give it away, right? But the game of trading comes more about the adventure of, like, you're chasing perfection. And with me, with my specific strategies, like, I've traded the same way for a very long time now. So it gets kind of boring. Like, no offense, but, like, you guys that come in the live room every day, like, Cody's a good example because Cody's been with us since, like, the beginning. Like, Cody can tell you what I'm going to say before I even say it. Like, it's boring. I do the same thing every day. So the excitement comes from testing and discovering new ideas and making new discoveries. And, like, for me, my white whale, like, my biggest prize, at least in my mind right now, and my guess is that this would change, but my biggest prize right now is a mechanical, like, daily strategy that's extremely profitable. So, like, I'm chasing that. That is my greatest motivation because I see that as, like, one day I'm not going to be running live rooms. One day I'm not going to want to actively trade, even swing trade, right? One day I'm going to go into, like, retirement mode, but still want to have, you know, I still want to be involved in the markets. And that is my one day key. And it's very motivating. But once I achieve that, especially at this point in my life right now, because I'm not ready to go into retirement, right? Then it's like, what's next? So perhaps I'm purposely sabotaging myself so that I never achieve that thing now, so that I stay motivated. Right? It gets crazy. I need to sit on the couch and talk to someone about this. Where's Denise Scholl? Where is what's her name from Billions? Where's Wendy Rhodes? Where's Wendy Rhodes? I need to talk, right? Or maybe I just suck and I can't find it. I think that's the more realistic expectation. Maybe I just suck and I can't find it. I'm telling myself that because it's the only way I can deal with the pain of failing strategies every year. I don't want to see myself as a failure. So I said that. Right. Maybe it's that. I don't know. This is where I go watch sports, deal with all this psychological bull. It's not bull, but it takes you, if any of you guys study psychology, it takes you down a windy road. Man. But yeah, maybe, I'm just going to go watch some sports. Sports. but yeah, it's. I am still looking for that. I look at it as this, right? I look at it as, this is another weird way, and we'll get to our break soon. I look at it as, I'm trying to think, I'm not really familiar with, like, a lot of artists and stuff like that. But I'm looking at maybe that as being my great masterpiece, right? That is my white whale. My great masterpiece is achieving this one a day mechanical based strategy. When I say mechanical, it means like there's not a lot of not a super amount of analysis. It's like I do want it to be something that you guys can easily pick up as well. Something where I can give to you guys and be like, hey, just do these four things, right? But I look at every step that I'm doing now, because there's a lot of strategy development diaries. Someone mentioned that there's a lot of trial and error. But in my experience, even with the DKC, all of that trial and error, it's slowly getting me closer and closer to that answer. So I am really enjoying the journey and the adventure of failing, because each time I fail, I do learn something new, whether I learn something, I find something that does work, or a different method that works, or a different filter, or I find out what doesn't work. And each one of these failed steps, I feel, is getting me closer to that ultimate prize, which will ultimately, they always say enjoy the journey, that ultimate prize is that strategy, and that's what makes it worth it, right? If it was easy, if I did it on one try, I don't feel like it would be fulfilling. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like Usain Bolt said, I trained 10 years to run like 9 point whatever seconds. And that 9 whatever seconds feels special, not because of the actual record and title and gold medal, but because of all the work that you put in and able to achieve that. Like, that's what makes it special. It feels like all those years of sacrifice and pain and discomfort, it feels like that's justified now. So I feel like my whole trading career will be justified by that one thing. And when I achieve that one thing, like, I'll be at peace. I'll be at peace. And I think that's, and again, you time this with like the, when I'm retirement, whenever I'm done, then I can get away with peace and not feel like I have to go back and get something else from the market. I can be content, because I picture my retirement from trading, retirement in quotes, because I'll still trade, but just not actively. I picture it as being very similar to like an NBA player or like a sports player. Like, it's hard to give it up, but there is a time where you have to give it up, and you don't want to go out on a bad note or a sad note. You want to go out on top, and you feel good about what you accomplished, and you don't have any more regrets, and you don't want to be Michael Jordan coming back and playing for the Wizards, old as hell and still good, but like not tarnishing the legacy, but like it his legacy would have been better if he quit after that last three championship and never came back, because he went out on top. So don't quit. Just move out to Dubai. Oh, wait. Something's happening out there. Move out to Dubai and make it rain. Ooh, too soon? No? I missed something? Go to Dubai and flood the streets with my... What? Am I on the line? I'm right on the line, aren't I? If you're on the platform and want to learn more about strategy development and kind of the ins and out that goes into it, I recommend checking out the strategy development diaries that I did. I think I have a few series of them where it's a literal kind of vlogging, a journal, a walkthrough while I'm going through the process of creating strategies. It's so helpful for anyone that is going on that same journey. If you're not on the platform, get on the platform. Start with the 14-day risk-free trial membership. Just head over to www.tier1trading.com. 14 days on the platform. It's risk-free, no auto bill. Just enjoy what we have available. All right, until next time, plan your trade, trade your plan. Take care.